This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You are the one who is responsible for protecting your own privacy, but you can't do it alone. You've got to have apps. You got to have somebody programming it for you, unless you are a programmer and you can program all your own stuff for encryption, which, of course, then no one else would have the same program. So you got to find apps. You got to find trustworthy apps. And we're sort of talking about some of the options out there. Plus, Daryl, you've got some news, some disturbing, sad news about Americans and their perspective on whether the government is bad for spying or good for spying, how happy they are with the protections of their privacy that the government is providing them with, things like that, some sort of issue, some sort of poll about people's opinions about the government invasion of privacy. We'll get into that here in a moment because it's not good news, and your calls are certainly welcome. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian here.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Get on the phones at 855-453 and also join us via Skype at username lrn.fm. Let's continue here. You can bring up anything you want. We've got Will. And Will is on in Mississippi, listening via TuneIn.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Will, what's on your mind tonight?
Not a whole lot, man. I'm just heading over to the mall. First off, I want to see you guys have some of the...
Say that on the radio. Unfortunately, we're doing a radio show. I'm glad you like the intro music.
That is true. It's pretty metal.
He's into it, and like a lot of metalheads, he did not censor his words, so...
Unfortunate about that, because, you know, I would like to hear what else he has to say.
Yeah, maybe he had something else he was going to get to, but
and
we won't know.
I don't like when people say censor, like, you know, you didn't censor yourself. It should be you didn't moderate what you said, because censor has a definition.
Yeah.
And
it's
the definition,
it's the government, right?
Right. Shutting down speech. Not just, like, you can't say that in this location. It's you can't say that anywhere under any circumstance. So, you know, like...
Wait, so censorship doesn't include context? Is that what you're saying?
No.
No, I'm saying that Ian misused the word censor. The guy should have moderated what he said. Censor would have been, he can't say that word anywhere ever.
Right, but that's what I mean. You're saying that censorship is all-inclusive, and there's no context in which you can say this one word.
No, what he's saying is that a censor is a government job. That a censor is kind of historically, and even in the definition, it basically means some government person telling you you can't say something.
Right, and I've
or
heard...
Or write something.
I've heard, you know, activists say, I was censored by YouTube. No, you violated, you know, one of the many terms of service.
Well, I've also
and YouTube removed that video. YouTube isn't going to prevent you from putting the video on Vimeo.
But wait, what about the term
on your own website?
But what about the term self-censor? That one's been used,
and I hate that term.
Because it's just not accurate, is what
because
you're
it's not an accurate term.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but can't you say that you have governance over yourself? Or any
that's
person
good,
that has authority
argument.
Over you is a governing figure. Not that they work for the government as we know it today, but that they are in control of you in some manner.
All right, so here's the Merriam-Webster. I think that's a solid argument, Ellen. Let's see what Merriam-Webster's dictionary says here. Censor. Okay, so we don't want the noun because that's a person who examines books, movies, letters, etc., and removes things that are considered to be offensive, immoral, or harmful to society. Although it doesn't say a government person. So I guess in theory that would mean a book company could have a censor.
Right.
Going on here, censor as a verb, to examine books, movies, letters in order to remove things. So they don't say anything about it being the government. Do you think that's because it's changed over the years? The
probably.
Because people use it.
Definition modify.
And it's upsetting to you.
When people misuse words, Because words have meanings.
According to this, it's not misusing it to say that I censored someone or somebody else who's not in the government censored someone.
And you can use the word govern and governing and government without meaning the actual organization.
True, true.
I think she's got you on this one, Daryl.
I think she does as well, yeah, but I hate it when people use the word censor to mean something other than, you know, a complete prohibition of being able to say
or do. So you don't like it when people say censor in as a term to define something that
something
like
you get around
stimulus.
Something that was moderated in one forum, but not prohibited across all platforms.
So what if I were to use sensors like this ultraviolet sensor isn't working?
Different
like,
type of sensor.
You wouldn't...
Different type of sensor, spelled a completely different way. That one has an S at the beginning, not a C.
Well, you didn't define sensor. See, how do you like it when this is turned around on you, Daryl? You don't have to be so nitpicky with everyone
Toll
and everything.
Number 855-450-FREE. Let's get back into this here. Your calls and thoughts. Matthew in San Francisco, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Wonderful.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, so I have two things. I want to talk about the NFL and the whole scandal with the hitting women thing first. I'm glad you
with
have
the who?
NFL.
National Football League. What's the scandal? I pay no attention to sports.
There was a football player, Ray Rice, who assaulted his girlfriend, fiance.
What's new? When's the first time some
was caught on video.
Oh, okay.
He got a 2-game suspension.
There
was another player who failed a drug test.
Oh, yeah.
Had marijuana in his system, was suspended for the entire season.
Well, that's fair.
This is what happens with the drug. See, this is why all NFL watchers and supporters should be against the drug war.
What are you going to say, Matthew? The drug war. I am against the drug war completely. And to be honest, though, he was a Cincinnati Bengal, I believe, and it was his third time failing a drug test, which I don't think matters. It's freedom, and he should be allowed to do what he wants to do. It's not a drug. It's not a performance-enhancing drug, so he's not gaining any unfair advantage over
What was the drug?
Cannabis.
Oh, okay.
Cannabis.
Everybody
absolutely.
In the NFL, I mean, there's probably 90% of the players in the NFL smoke cannabis. And what?
They just don't get caught. Yeah, they just don't get caught. I agree. Well,
They couldn't possibly test all these guys randomly, right? Like, what are the rules that they have to follow?
Drug tests are
they're random.
Simple.
That's all they say publicly is random drug tests.
Meaning that it's random and we'll only really choose you if we want to out you for some reason and get rid of you. Is that kind of the randomness?
Yeah, exactly, basically. But as an NFL fan, which I am a huge NFL fan, go Seahawks. All I want to say is I just don't feel that, you know, I'm a peace-loving guy, and I don't want to victim blame here. The woman is the victim in this situation.
I am?
Not you.
No. Ray Rice's girlfriend.
Ray Rice's girlfriend. Not you, ma'am. No, ma'am. No. It's just, I just wish that as a product, we as a society have to self-censor. basically, not watch, which is so hard for me to do. And that leads me to another point is Jonathan.
Wait, what you're saying, hold on. What you're saying is you want to not watch the NFL to somehow punish them?
Right. If we all don't
They're not gonna, you're dropping the bucket, man.
I know. But which leads me to my other point, which I was actually calling about. John from Arizona, if you don't like the show, don't listen. If you don't like the host, there's 1,000 other radio stations. I'm not saying don't call in if you don't want to, but, I mean...
Well, hold on. Okay, so now we've gone from one topic to another. So let's... just real quick on your second point about the Arizona call that you're upset by. Look, it's an open phone. It's an open phone show, and callers like the person you're talking about know that it's pretty easy to get on the air on Free Talk Live. He'd get screened out on most every other show out there as soon as they learned what his game was and what he sounded like and all that. So we don't have a heavy screening policy. In fact, it's a very light policy to get on the air here. And some people want to take advantage of that, and that's fine. I don't mind. It doesn't bother me at all. Obviously, it bothers Mark. He has decided to quit talking to that particular caller.
I think
that's kind of silly, personally. But
I don't blame him.
But the show, the show is also supposed to be a panel discussion.
Oh, you've been reading this.
Keyword, no. Discussion.
No, no. It's an open phone show, and there's a panel here. There's no obligation for someone to have a discussion. They can call in, say one sentence, make a statement, and hang up the phone, and that's a legitimate call on this show. 855-450-FREE. Quit trying to exclude people from Free Talk Live. You can take control here. Bring up what you want.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade-grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of these airwaves here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, if you want to call in and insult us or make some sort of brief statement, ask a question, and then hang up the phone, that's totally fine. There's no obligation for you to have a discussion, but obviously it's going to keep your call relatively short. If you are interesting, intriguing, fun, exhilarating, or some other adjective that's of interest, you might stay on longer. And that's, you know, we just kind of play it by ear. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. But if you say the F-bomb or the S-bomb or a few other bombs, that's not going to get you very far at all. 855-450-3733. We had Matthew on the line. I was hoping he would stick around. He dropped off. He had called in about the NFL and the just kind of the inconsistency and in how they're punishing people. I guess there's some player who was on video beating his girlfriend or wife, and then there's another player who got a drug test that he failed, the third test that he failed, and so the drug test guy got punished harsher or more harshly than did the person who was physically assaulting another human being.
Yes.
And there was some more, I think, to say on that, because he was talking about how he was thinking about a boycott of the NFL. We'll get back into that. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And at coffee.freetalklive.com, you can get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. Coffee from BuzzBox has been the rave of various different hosts on this show. Mark drinks like a whole pot of this stuff every single day. I personally, I'm not a coffee drinker, but everybody I am hearing from who has had BuzzBox and who's into coffee, so presumably, you know, they know their stuff, they've really enjoyed BuzzBox. But BuzzBox isn't just great coffee. It's also a company that actually does good things for people around the world. In this case, for every 10 Free Talk Live listeners that buys their coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will be able to fund a microloan through Kiva. So you can help us with that. Just go to coffee.freetalklive.com, get signed up for their program. You get the first pound for free. You just have to pay the shipping cost. Coffee.freetalklive.com. You can cancel your subscription at any time. So the discussion was going into the area of boycotting the NFL. The gentleman who had called the show earlier was upset over their policy about how they're treating this pot-smoking player more harshly than a violent player, a player who was violent with his girlfriend and or wife. And it's disturbing news, no doubt, but the NFL's such a large organization. It's like when somebody says they're going to boycott their cell phone company. What the hell does Sprint or Verizon care if you leave? Ultimately, it's just a drop in the bucket. You'd have to have some significant portion of consumers leave and or make it known to the company that you're upset with them and that you're, you know, I'm not going to buy any more jerseys this year. I'm not going to buy any, you know, any more tickets to the game. I won't watch it on television, etc. But in a lot of cases, boycotts don't really work out. They don't pan out because what will happen is there will be what they call a boycott in response. So classic example of this was the more recent Chick-fil-A controversy. I don't know if you guys recall this. It was, I think, last year. Chick-fil-A. I miss Chick-fil-A, I gotta say. I love me some Chick-fil-A, but they did some really stupid stuff in 2013. Now, Chick-fil-A has always been a religious company.
Yes.
And that's something that's kind of bothered me as a customer over the years, especially when I was a teenage atheist. But it never stopped me from eating there because, man, their fried chicken is good. Their chicken sandwiches. But they've always had this religious bend, and it really bothered me as a customer because it seemed like every time I always thought about Chick-fil-A, it would be Sunday. And I couldn't go to Chick-fil-A because they're closed on Sunday. So that was probably the most frustrating.
Do you think they did that on purpose? Do you think they knew,
yes,
like, oh, it's Sunday, everybody's getting out of church now, so let's not serve them?
Well, no, they did it on purpose because Sunday's the holy day or whatever, and
right,
so
you're not supposed to work on Sunday. Okay,
so,
but isn't Chick-fil-A's main competitor another fast food restaurant like KFC?
I would guess KFC would be a main competitor of Chick-fil-A.
I would not put Chick-fil-A and KFC in the same category at all.
Why not? I never really thought about that before.
Chick-fil-A
I've never compared the two products.
That they primarily sell chicken sandwiches,
which KFC now sells.
now.
And has sold for a while.
Their primary thing is
chickens.
Fried chicken.
Yeah.
But it's a different kind of chicken.
I get you. I get you. But I would say Ellen's onto something, unless you can think of a better nationally known competitor to Chick-fil-A. I don't know
of any other company that primarily sells chicken sandwiches. Popeyes, maybe. But yeah, I would say Popeyes is more like a competitor to KFC.
Yeah, so there you go. Maybe Popeyes, they have some sandwiches there. Wendy's has the spicy chicken.
Okay, but what about Waffle Houses? I mean, you can't deny that waffles are delicious. And sometimes they're better than chicken.
Definitely not a competitor for Chick-fil-A. But let me go back to my point. So I was bringing up Chick-fil-A because last year they did something really stupid. There was some comment about... Well, I don't even remember what it was. Some insensitive, ridiculous, outrageous comment made by one of their CEOs or something like that about gay people. Because, again, Chick-fil-A is a religious organization, and a lot of people in religion, organized religion, are biased and homophobic. Yeah, so that was what it was. But what happened as a result of that was some folks of the gay community, whatever that means, people who, you know, were upset, they had themselves a boycott. And then the sort of the right-wing ultra-conservative types, the religious types, fundamentalist Christians, those folks, they had a boycott. And the boycott resulted in lines of people pouring out from the front of the Chick-fil-A, you know, going down the street kind of lines. On one day, they picked this one day for everybody to go and buy food from Chick-fil-A, show them how you hate gay people. And so that's what people did, and Chick-fil-A, I think, came out on top on that one. I don't know what the, you know, what the end of the day totals were as far as where the end of the year totals were, but certainly for that boycott day, they did very, very well, and the amount of free publicity that they received from all of the hubbub surrounding the stupid statement the CEO made ultimately was a good thing for them. So boycotts sometimes backfire, is my point.
Right, but what if you're just a random... average user of Chick-fil-A or some other fast food restaurant that's having this boycott, you don't know what the purpose of all of these people lined up outside are.
You're going to turn around and go away.
I mean, are they going to be standing there holding signs saying, "We hate gay people"?
Yeah, actually, I think they did
food
that.
Here.
I think they actually did that.
Yes, I don't know, but so. Remember the owner of the Chick-fil-A in Manchester or Concord, wherever.
There's a Chick-fil-A
in New Hampshire. The owner of that one actually wound up giving sandwiches or some kind of...
For Pride Fest.
Support to Pride Fest.
Yeah, that was so awesome. I love that detail. Rod is with us in Canada. You're on via Skype. Hello, Rod.
Hi, guys. I wanted to talk about some privacy tools.
Oh, good.
Yeah, there is an add-on for Firefox and for Chrome that's called HTTPS Everywhere.
Okay, I want to know what that means. I want it explained in as English as possible. And so hang on, Rod. We're going to bring you back to do that with us here in a moment. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. This one I've seen, but I never really knew what it was. I didn't take the time to look into it. So we'll see why Rod thinks it's pretty exciting and useful. Coming up here in moments, you share your thoughts.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control, toll free here, and bring up anything that you want. We've been talking on and off throughout the show about privacy and how to achieve a semblance of it on the internet. You can't count on companies like Yahoo or Google, although Yahoo did their best to fight the federal government. They ultimately lost, and now they have to turn over whatever information the government wants to, wants them to, even without a warrant. And we can get back into that here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got something also very important to talk to you about. Andrew Jones, he is a Free State Project participant. He's somebody who cares about the ideas of freedom. He's so into the ideas of freedom. He's joined the Free State Project. He wants to move to New Hampshire, as do thousands of others. In fact, the Free State Project has over 16,000 participants now, with people all across the world planning on making a move to New Hampshire to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. That's the reason why the three of us are here together. That's the reason why we know one another, because we all moved here for the Free State Project. Now, Drew, Andrew Jones, he can't move anywhere at the moment. In fact, he can't even leave his parents' house, and that's because he's on bail conditions. He's out on a $1 million bond from the federal government after they arrested him for allegedly being Silk Road Administrator Inigo. And there were only four people arrested for the operation of the original Silk Road, and he's one of them. He hasn't been found guilty in court yet, so we don't know whether or not he's the real Inigo, but whether he is or not, if you think the war on drugs is crazy, for those of you that don't know, the Silk Road's an underground drug marketplace that you can buy other interesting things on as well.
Not just for drugs?
Not just for drugs. Fake IDs, whatever else.
Normal everyday products.
Yeah, there are some legal things on there as well. But anyway, he's accused of being one of the administrators there, and he needs help in his putting on his defense. He's got an attorney, but they're not cheap, especially when we're talking about federal drug cases where you might be spending the rest of your life in prison. So if you want to help him and his parents out paying for this, please go to DrewsDefense.org. That's DrewsDefense.org. Again, DrewsDefense.org. Let's bring Rod back on the line. He is with us via Skype. Our Skype username is LRN.FM. Now, Rod, you were going to tell us about some of your favorite apps for helping you stay private online, and you said HTTPS Everywhere is one of them. What is that, and why is it useful?
Well, basically, there's two ways that your browser can communicate with a website. One is in plain text that everybody can read, and the other one is encrypted. Not all websites support this, but if the website supports it, then this app, this add-on, forces your communication, forces the website to use the encrypted form.
Mm-hmm. So normally, if you look on your, if you got a web browser up, and if you're looking at a website where the URL area is, you'll see the HTTP. That's the not secure version. But if it's
right.
HTTPS, that means it's secure.
That's right. And there is sometimes even a little lock, padlock mm-hmm. there that you can see. And then so this add-on will force the secure way of communicating with the website.
Now, just to be clear. What that does is it only secures the transmission of the data from your computer to their server, right?
That's right.
So once the data reaches their server, if you're giving them information, credit card numbers, whatever, if they aren't storing that data in a secure manner, then, you know, having it secure over the internet's good because nobody can sniff out your packets and find out what you're, you know, if you're at a coffee shop and somebody's doing packet sniffing, you know, they won't be able to rip your credit card numbers from the airwaves. So it's not a bad idea to have HTTPS, but it's not like a panacea.
That's right. And you can get this from EFF.org. The installation process is extremely easy. Anybody can do it. And also there is another thing which is a tiny bit more complicated. It's called DNS Crypt. And this basically encrypts your query to the DNS resolver.
Hmm.
Now this is a little complicated, but basically, the internet doesn't understand, for example, LRN.FM, that website name, the internet doesn't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
What it understands is a bunch of numbers. So the DNS resolver is a company or a service that translates LRN.FM into the numbers that so that your computer can communicate with the website.
Okay, just to be clear, DNS is the lookup system for the internet.
That's
so
right.
When you type in freetalklive.com, the DNS is the system that you're talking about where your computer sends the request out saying, I want to go to freetalklive.com, and this sort of internet phone book DNS
right.
comes back with, oh, well, that's located at 93.whatever.whatever.whatever. And so then your system then knows where to actually inquire to look for the website. This all happens within a fraction of an instant. I mean, it's not a long process. So what you're saying is this DNS crypt. This is a program for your computer that interfaces with an encrypted DNS service, so you'd have to update your router with new DNS information?
Not necessarily. I didn't have to do it through my router. The computer itself did it, and basically the DNS resolver that I'm using is the same one, OpenDNS.
Oh, okay.
But it's just encrypting my communication between my computer and OpenDNS.
So OpenDNS can handle decrypting that, or is it every DNS
yes.
that can handle that?
Yes, they can handle it. No, I don't think it's every DNS.
Uh-huh, so
but
there's specific ones.
When you install a DNS crypt, it gives you a list of DNS resolvers that are supported, and you can choose which one you want.
This is very
yeah.
interesting, because what this is going to do is it'll make it so like your internet service provider won't know even what requests you're sending out. Not only whatever the data is that's coming back, but they won't even know what you're looking for, right?
Exactly. So you're encrypting the last mile. So let's say that you can't use a VPN because some websites won't let you log in with a VPN.
Okay.
Then if you have HTTPS everywhere plus DNS script, you have a pretty private communication. The other thing that you could add is to stop using, or not stop using, but avoid the Google search engine and start using one of the more private search engines. Like
StartPage.
StartPage is one, definitely. And there's another one called DuckDuckGo, which is also very
private.
I use
that one.
Yeah, it's very good. And so those are the three tools that I had in mind for tonight.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that, Rod. I just had
one more comment. Yeah, sure. I knew that Ellen was extremely intelligent, but boy, is she pretty.
Yes, she is.
No wonder you have her on the frontal angle of the webcam.
Yes, you've got it all figured out, Rod. Thank you very much for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And thanks for did we make that understandable? I mean, did I lose anybody of you two in that?
I already kind of knew about HTTPS everywhere. It's not a program that I use,
right?
But I knew what it was.
Even though you knew what it was it understandable what we were saying?
I think so.
I don't ever want to talk over the heads of somebody who's listening, and I know that, you know, even just talking about the internet can be frustrating for some people.
Right, because, I don't know how the internets work, or like the tubes or whatever it is that winds up.
Well, there's big tubes and little tubes.
Causing, you know, like I press buttons and then things show up on my screen. That's pretty much what I know. I know how to, do website coding and other stuff. So some of the more technical stuff I kind of understand, if that makes any sense. I think it was very good information. The other one, what was DNS Crypt, was one that I had never heard of.
So yeah, that was new for me. I made a note on that one.
Yeah, I think that there are ways that, even with a VPN, you should do some of these extra things to try to, make yourself even more secure.
All right, we'll come back with more. Your thoughts are welcome. And if you've got any recommendations for internet security apps, feel free to share them with us here. 855-453 is the toll-free number. It's brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. We'll take your calls about whatever you want to discuss here. We still haven't gotten to the statistics, Daryl. You have some polling results that are disturbing regarding Americans and how quickly they forget.
Yes.
Specifically in this case, the Edward Snowden revelations and the invasiveness of the U.S. federal government and the NSA, etc. We'll get into that. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Also, please join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. We give them away, and you can enjoy them on us. But if you like the show and you like what we're doing here with Free Talk Live, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You can do it for $5 a month. We'll take that money in and invest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country. Got over 160 today. We'll get on more radio stations. We'll get on more internet connections, more into more ears. We'll get into more people's minds with the ideas of freedom. And if that's valuable to you, if it's worth $5 a month, then come on, sign up at amp.freetalklive.com, and you get perks. You get access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, the Amp Only Facebook group, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. So we were talking about some useful apps. We've discussed Text Secure, which is a texting app that sends encrypted texts over the cell phone network. So you don't have to have a data connection for Text Secure to work, which is really cool. I love Text Secure. There's also a couple of other apps that are pretty useful. There's Red Phone.
That's the one that Commissioner Gordon uses to call Batman?
Yeah, it's sort of like that. I don't know if they had encryption there, but I imagine they could have. It's fantasy. And now you have encryption in reality. And from what I understand, Redphone is the same company that makes Text Secure. And Redphone, these are both free apps. You can just download them for, I think, both iPhone and Android. I have an Android, so iPhone users, you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong on this. But you download the app, you install it, and then anybody else who has Redphone, you can make an encrypted call to them. Now, you do have to have internet service. You have to have data service to make an encrypted call. But it's there, and from what I understand, it works.
So if you were to have, say, a limited plan where you had something like, you know, unlimited call and text, but only 2 gigabytes of data per month, then you wouldn't be able to make these encrypted calls if you ran out of data.
If you ran out of data, Well, a lot of plans will throttle you. They will slow you down, and I don't know to what speed they slow you down to. So, for instance, if you're on a 4G network or even a 3G network, your speeds are probably 1 megabit per second to, 10 megabits per second. And that's pretty fast. So if they throttle you down from there, you don't need much more than 64 kilobits a second to send voice information somewhere. So I can't tell you for sure, Ellen, whether or not the Redphone app will work if you've maxed out your gigabytes. That would be an interesting question for someone to check out. But it doesn't matter if you're on a Wi-Fi connection, right? Like if you're on a Wi-Fi data, then there's no limits there, et cetera.
Right.
So the app's there. It's useful. It's another one for you to check out when you get a chance. Let's continue here. We've got Liberty Phoenix on the line with us via Skype. Phoenix, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Liberty
hey guys,
Phoenix.
I was just sitting here thinking, I kind of wish and I can't wait for there to be a day where it's acceptable for there to be a no-homo-landia, like whatever they would want to term it, a land where no gay people are allowed.
Okay.
Don't construe me to think that I'm against homosexuality. I was raised by a gay man.
Are you
no
just saying that then because you want all the homophobes to go to the same place?
Well, I believe that in a time where we're all willing to respect each other's boundaries and not use violence against one another, if there was a group of people that wanted to get together and form that type of community, as long as they didn't use force, fraud, or coercion against anyone, they could live there and be by themselves and trade with people that are willing to trade with people like that and leave everyone else alone.
That's an interesting possibility. Like, not that I would want to live in this homophobe society, but if it could peacefully exist on its own, secluded somewhere, nobody was trying to invade it and overthrow it, that would be a real stepping stone for society.
Who would cut their hair?
are you saying that
I'm sure there's very heterosexual men who are good. No, there's plenty of heterosexual men, I'm sure, that are very good at being stylists.
Sure, they're.
Hold on.
They just give butt cuts.
Ian is presuming that they would not have electricity and, clippers.
So what you're saying is you'd only be able to get a buzz cut in the homophobe land.
No, that's
or,
what you're
or
saying.
Or a bowl.
Or what?
A bowl cut.
Okay, yeah, it's
buzz cut,
one.
Bowl cut, page boy.
Put the bowl on your head and cut around it, right?
But, yeah, so it would basically be bigot stand.
We want freedom for everyone, not just ourselves. And just like in the case with where the people didn't want to make the cake for the gay couple, that's well within their rights. It's their business. They shouldn't have to be forced to do anything.
I agree.
Right.
If they want to have that type of land, that's their business.
It's
as
great.
As long as they're not hurting anyone else.
Yeah, I'd like to see that happen. In fact, I'd like to see it happen with homophobes and racists and other bigots. Let's move them all together.
Not that you want to see these people exist just because, they're hateful and they basically dislike this general group of people based on little to no reasoning.
But it
would be nice if, we could all respect each other's boundaries enough
to let
that exist.
Well, the ideal would be that they'd open their mind and not have to be a homophobe anymore and, try to actually be a human being towards others and understand that we're all just people and everybody's got different preferences. And as long as you aren't hurting somebody else, then who cares? But, yeah, if they're not going to change their mind and open up to those possibilities, then I would certainly love to see them all move to one particular place where I don't have to ever encounter them. I think that'd be fantastic.
Are you saying they should move to Somalia?
I didn't say that. They can
Madagascar.
As long as it's not Keene, New Hampshire, I'll be all right with it.
What about the rest of the U.S.?
Oh, thanks, Phoenix. I appreciate
it. Yeah, thanks, Liberty Phoenix.
Well, yeah, that's just it. I mean, I don't think a lot of people would be really welcoming towards the idea of a bunch of bigots or homophobes moving into their community, but they'd probably
Unless
be...
Unless they're all homophobes and bigots.
Well, therefore, looking at maybe some towns in the Bible Belt might be a good starting point.
Remember, we did the story several months ago about the Bigot Town Project.
That's right. That was in
North Dakota.
What was it, like a town of six or something like that?
I think it was like 15, and the one black guy in town is also a city councilor.
Yeah, and then some crazy racist a-hole moved in there, and he's been trying to recruit other white supremacist types to join him, right? Yes. I forget what it was called, though. I don't remember the name of it.
I don't know. It's not called the Bigot Town Project, no. But I'm sure if you Google...
But how tense would that be in the city hall? Like, there's just the one black guy, and everyone else is white, and they're clearly, if you're a bigot in that situation, the only one person that you are going to be verbally assaulting is that one African-American gentleman.
Well, didn't it turn out that this guy was, like, a felon, and he couldn't vote anyway? Or something like that.
The guy that started the Bigot Town Project?
Yeah. So he wants other people to come and help save him from the darkies.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
The one in town.
Yeah. 855, 453. But yeah, please, you know, get all the haters, you know, the evil people together and have them all hang out together. I think that'd be fine.
So I think
get them out of my life.
The point that Liberty Phoenix was trying to make, and we're kind of joking around about, is that societies should be made up of voluntary interaction.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in a libertarian society, there could be a group of people that are voluntarily communist.
Right.
But in a communist society, there could not be a group of people that are voluntary libertarians.
Well, the thing is that, you know, libertarians and voluntarists and anarchists all like to talk about this ideal society where everybody's going to live rationally by the non-aggression principle and, you know, be productive and prosperous. But there's stepping stones to that. Like, before we can get to that point where everybody makes sense... you know, we all have to learn to live with each other. Like, even if we dislike each other, at least we have to, you know, understand that every person has basic freedoms. And as long as we're just focusing on our own interests, then we can stay away from that. So if there's, you know, a group of people that particularly dislike another group of people, they can be like, well, I don't like that, but I'll just go over there so I don't have to see it.
That's just it. The one of the keys to achieving liberty, if we ever get to do it, will be to allow other people the freedom that you want for yourself. So if you're like me and you want freedom, you know, on all issues, then you have to allow everybody else to have freedom on all issues as well. Now, that doesn't mean the freedom to punch you or the freedom to harm you or destroy property. You have to respect the rights of the others to their property, and their, of course, body is the most important property.
What about your right to dangle babies off of balconies?
Wow, a Michael Jackson reference. All right. We can talk about that coming up here in moments. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Dangling babies. And also the polling numbers that we haven't gotten to yet that Daryl has to share with us. We'll get to those. Plus, I want to talk about OuterNet. And we haven't gotten a chance to broach the subject. It's interesting technology coming up.
Oh, fall. A time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from America's Best Value Inn. Save 15% when you book a room online at americasbestvalueinn.com and stay now through October 23rd. Plus, you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and instant rewards through our Value Club at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Fall into savings this season at America's Best Value Inn.
Gabino lives in Paucapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time, get a free pound to try out the subscription, cancel anytime, coffee.freetalklive.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.